Jason, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Today marks 6 months since the Hamas terror attack in Israel that sparked the war in Gaza. Since then, 33,000 Gazans and Israelis have died. Nearly 2 million people have been displaced. Peace talks resume today in Egypt. In Iceland, a volcano that has erupted three times since December is now starting to slow. Iceland's civil defense lowered the level of alert for the area from emergency level to danger level. Sources confirming to ABC News that President Biden will discuss a major loan forgiveness program tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin. The plan, say sources, would require borrowers to fall into specific categories to get relief, which is believed would put it on stronger legal footing than the administration's previous broader effort. After a technical delay of several hours...
Hello, America. Thank you for your patience.
A single winning ticket for last night's $1.3 billion Powerball drawing was purchased in Oregon. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. April is Autism Month. Mike Mohn reports on efforts for more acceptance and inclusion.
The CDC says 1 in 36 children around the U.S. has autism spectrum disorder. Rates are much higher than a decade ago, and support organizations hope Wisconsin communities do more to make individuals feel welcome, including adults on the spectrum. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Not only do advocates want to empower those with a diagnosis to live their fullest possible lives, but they also ask those around them to learn more about it. Katie Hess of the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin says there are some key practices to keep in mind.
Really what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
And that acceptance doesn't happen only at home or school. Workplaces also are encouraged to foster more inclusiveness, with nearly 60% of people with autism now employed after receiving vocational services. Their advocates say these individuals have many strengths, and asking them about their needs creates a better environment for them. Symptoms of autism can vary widely for each person on the spectrum, including how they interact with others. Hess says whether the individual is considered high need or low need, having the public pay more attention to the evolution of this disorder is vital.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter at your Autism Society. Ask questions.
Her chapter will soon begin offering a training program to organizations about how to become more autism friendly. That includes being able to identify a person on the autism spectrum and how to best offer ways to help if they disclose their diagnosis. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Bo Ryan is now a Hall of Famer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Wisconsin Badgers head basketball coach Bo Ryan is headed to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Ryan coached collegiate basketball around the state for 32 years. He's one of a dozen new inductees, including Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups, in ceremonies to be held in August. NBA basketball tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks host the New York Knicks. The Bucks trying to break out of a slump. They've now lost five of their last six games. Baseball, the Brewers couldn't get enough runs across. They lost last night at home to the Seattle Mariners, 5-3. Pat Murphy and how Gary Sanchez did behind the plate. While catcher William Contreras got the night off, Sanchez working with lefty pitcher D.L. Hall.
Behind the scenes, I thought Gary Sanchez did a great job. First day catching, I thought he controlled the tempo. I was really pleased with Gary. Made a great throw to throw a guy out. Terang, great tag. I'm not going to criticize our offensive approach. That's early in the season. We've got four guys that are basically rookies in there. Some guys that, you know, are just getting started.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and breezy for your Sunday with highs topping out in the mid-40s. Even some rumbles of thunder around. Southeast winds will gust up around 30 miles per hour. For the overnight, we'll see showers still around. Overnight lows in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 37.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for the music of the stars. My favorite program. That's my only program here. But that's fine. I love doing it. It's been on the air since 1992. Memorial Day, to be exact. And when that's coming up, and it's not far away... Yeah, start counting. Once we get through April, you see. April. Sure, spring officially starts in March. But April, that's when you know it's happening, you see. That's the good news I've got right now around here. Temperatures in most areas are going to crack the 70-degree mark on Monday tomorrow. And everybody's in a better mood. April. Even the word's pretty. Few songs there are about March. And how many more about April. The music of the stars, we start off with the torch hour. And the torch is burning. We'll be on the air till high noon on most of these Civic Media radio network stations. We'll get warmer. The music of the stars. is Nat Cole.
April love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines above. April love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you this is true. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers. So if she's the one, don't let her run away.
The music of the stars. Nobody does it better than Nat Cole. Nat Cole, but Pat Boone had the hit on that. 1957, the Klebanoff Strings.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, my love. You were mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Listen to my prayer. You must know if I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now
I turn to you.
Please answer me.
Song from the 50s. Happy April, everybody. The music of the stars. We'll be right back. most of these civic media radio stations. The music of the stars. This.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll say goodbye to all we ever had. Alone, where we have walked together. Content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. I'll remember April and you. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April.
Orchestra. Joe Stafford. And Paul Weston. Her hubby, you know.
If you can remember now, if love has lost its way, if romance grows each passing day, if you've forgotten how
Paula's future husband wrote that, Paul Weston. Paul always had a melodic orchestra, but the guy could really swing. And when he cut loose, well, let's see, I'm going to tell you something that's going to surprise you. They had Best Comedy Album, a Grammy, in 1960. Now that your curiosity is aroused, I'll have a cut from that in a bit. Songs about April. What a pretty name, April. Frank Sinatra from Hollywood. The picture, If I Had My Way. Tommy Dorsey is the orchestra. And Jenny Sims with Kay Kaiser.
When April played the fiddle.
Sims.
Then May began to gossip, and June just winked her eye. And you should have seen the know-it-all expression on July. April played the fiddle, oh, but here's the funny part. I had to pay the fiddler with my one and only heart. When April played the fiddle, then my heart belonged to you.
Hey, Geyser had the hottest thing on radio. 1940-41, that's the origin of that tune. And here's Cy Oliver with Louis Armstrong, The Music of the Stars. Kennedy wrote that. That's on a 78. Jane Morgan.
I found my April dream in Portugal with you. When we discovered romance like I never knew. My head was in the clouds. My heart went crazy too. And madly I said, Portugal and love in April. And when the showers fell, those tears I know too well, they told me it was spring fooling me. I found my April dream in Portugal with you. When we discovered romance like I never knew, then morning brought the rain, and now my dream is through. But still my heart says I love you. This sad reality, to know it couldn't be, that's Portugal and love in April. The music and the wine convinced me you were mine, but it was just the spring.
From the late 40s with Cary Grant, the bishop's wife. And Cary finds a song in a music box, according to the story that was written just for him.
You owe me, Anna, when her husband's name was George.
And he finds it in a music box. And he sits at the harp and plays, do you remember? Actually, it's a Christmas movie. Closely matches It's a Wonderful Life. Lost April. Forgotten, the movie not.
Good evening.
The music you're playing. There's no one living but me that knows that composition.
Yes. It's a shame that only you and I appreciate the lost genius of Alan Cartwright.
You know about Alan Cartwright?
Oh, yes. The world lost a brilliant young composer when he died.
That was nearly 40 years ago. You couldn't have known him.
I'm much older than you think. Come, let us sit down.
What is your name?
My name is Dudley. But tell me about Alan and you. Tell me.
Alan Cartwright was the only man I ever loved. We were engaged to be married. Then I got frightened. He had nothing and I was afraid of poverty. He went away. I never saw him again. I never loved George Hamilton. He was very much in love with me and he was wealthy. I've spent a fortune honoring his memory in empty monuments.
From The Bishop's Wife, Nat Cole.
Last April, where did you go? Like winter snow, I saw you vanish. Lost April, so soft and warm, a memory not even time can banish. Lost April that taught me this, a single kiss could lead to heaven, but April had numb. Love and you and April too. So when they passed, love couldn't last. I lost love and you and April too.
The music of the stars. Rod McKeown. America's poet laureate, they used to call him.
April people, try to smile, even when they're sad. 'Cause they know behind the rainbow, things can't be that bad. April people, all lonely, that's the general rule. And more than once, a lonely heart has made an April. Born in April, sad of heart, you're a lonesome child.
could make the sunshine with even half a smile. April people smile. April people live for love. Nothing else will do. So come along, take my hand. I was born in
from Chicago and his choir. I saw them live. Jack Lemmon, Catherine Deneuve, the picture of the April Fools, had a song, Dionne Warwick had the hit.
My friend and I have decided to go with the princess. She'll have us.
Music of the Star.
She's the one, don't let her run away.
The firestorm of controversy. But, you know, beneath the studded leather remains America's number one warbler. His handsome, wholesome, he's really handsome. He's a wholesome, he's a really nice guy. There he is running to his mark right now. I think he's a nice guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Boone!
Sam I for News on the CBS Radio Network. The music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. Stick around. We're on there till high noon on most of these civic media stations.
You were a teenage sensation.
And I don't know why.
Apple of my eye.
I brush my hair. I brush my teeth. I go to church.
Go to church.
Hey, I'm a really
sweet
nice guy. To be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I open doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down and I'm feeling mean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. They say he's sick, he's obscene. I got no friends cause they read the papers.
You know
they can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down and I'm feeling.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.